many of us realize that for the last 55, 40, 30, however many years we've been here in the earth realm, we've only been acquainted with the law. But we thank you for making known unto us the gospel of grace. And Father, we intend to walk in it and intend to allow grace to empower us to carry out your purpose, your plans, and your pursuits in this earth realm. We thank you for the apostolic call that's upon our apostle's life. We thank you for this school. I thank you for all of these students. And last, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Revelator, the Spirit of truth. Help us tonight. We cannot teach, we cannot do anything without you, the true teacher. So we give you praise, glory, honor, and thanksgiving for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Real quickly, I know that you all had exams on last week, and there were 57 A's. Real good. If you have questions or something that, you know, if it wasn't explained clearly, but I don't think that the test was too hard. You know, I think everybody could make an A. I will say it again, you have to apply yourself. Okay, shouldn't be too many trick questions. Can't promise that there's not on there, though. Amen. Some things may sound close, but it's not how it sounds, it's what it is. All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay? Yes, there was a switch made, and, we go with the flow. Whatever's mandated, that's what we do. Amen? Glory to God. Good to switch things up. You never know what God's going to do when he's going to do it. And it's good tonight because tonight we're going to talk about the characteristics of end-time revival. That's chapter 2 in your book, Catching the Wave. Now, let us remember that Catching the Wave of this class is about bringing heaven far into the earth realm. You see, the far from heaven can destroy the works of the enemy here in the earth realm. So, God does things through, God is the God of timing. See, God is the God of what? Timing. God has a specific time that he wants something to be accomplished. And so he's always orchestrating events, trying to get people in their rightful place so that whatever it is he wants to get accomplished, he can get accomplished. This can be found all through the scriptures. Okay, you remember when Jesus, the Bible recorded that Jesus had to be born according to the law and the prophets in Bethlehem of Judea. That's because Jesus was the bread of life. Remember Jesus said, I am the bread of life. If you eat of me, you'll never die. Well, Jesus was the bread of life, but the bread of life needed to be born in the house of bread. Bethlehem means the house of bread. So what did God do to orchestrate that event? Because he's the God of what? Timing. Here is Mary, the mother of Jesus, pregnant. And Caesar Augustus called for a tax that required you to go back to your city to pay it. Come on now. You have to see that that was God's timing. It's time for Jesus to be born. I got to get him to his destiny. Okay, Caesar Augustus said, let's run this tax to get him right where he's supposed to be. Y'all understand that? Because God is the God of what? Timing. Spiritual timing. In the book of Galatians, chapter number 4, it says, and when the fullness of time was come, right? Get it? Galatians 4. I quote a lot of things, but we're talking about spiritual timing. You know, I told you every 40 years, something significant happens. 40 is the number of tests, trials, and temptations. Jesus was tested of Satan 40 days, 40 nights in the wilderness. Moses, when he went to spend time with God, spent what? 40 days, 40 nights, right? How long did the children of Israel roam in the wilderness? 40 years. Come on. It's God is the God of what? Timing. When God establishes a timetable for something to be fulfilled, He orchestrates things to make it happen. That's why you can't get frustrated with God. I remember as a little Cozy boy, one of my favorite Cozy songs. Amen. We don't sing these hymns no more. But the song used to say, you can't hurry God. No, 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 you just have to wait. You have to trust Him and give Him time, no matter how long it takes. See, He's a God you can't hurry, but He'll be there. No, don't you worry. He may not come when you want Him, but He's always right on time. Now, y'all got to understand that. Remember Lazarus? Y'all remember Lazarus? Lazarus, the Bible says, when they gave Jesus word that Lazarus, your friend died. Now, Jesus already was being communicated from heaven. God was telling him what was going on, you know? And Jesus told him, he said, they said, your friend's sick. And Jesus said, the sickness is not unto death, but he died. Now, was Jesus confused? No. Jesus knew, I'm the resurrection, and I am the life. If somebody dies, I'm the resurrection. I'm going to get them up. So, what? I'm trying to help you here. Because, see, grace, because it's unmerited, undeserved, you just let it flow. Grace do the work. You obey God, let grace do what it got to do. Jesus was up under no pressure. This sickness is not unto death. Why? I'm the resurrection. I have received the commandment from my Father to go get him up. But timing is important. I can't go until the fourth day. Because on the fourth day, your flesh begins to rot and stink and go back to the ground. You listening to me? You dead now. You follow what I'm saying? He waited on purpose. Then he shows up because he was right on time. Now, come on, he died. You just thought Jesus missed it. Nope. Jesus waited purposely one more day. Then he goes to the tomb and they say, well, by that time he's taken, Jesus said, roll the thing away. I got a word. Come forth, Lazarus. Y'all follow what I'm saying? See, that was grace. Grace is a person. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Are y'all with me? So, in time revival, just look at what's going on right now. I've been here 55 years. I told y'all, my testimony, it can be validated. I have my brother here. He's a witness, because him and I were partners in crime. We got Sister Frances here. Yeah? We all were pushing the law. Oh, baby, come on now. See. If you didn't do it right, we were the policemen. See, nobody won't believe me. But now here it is, 55 years I'm here. Now I've got to undo all of this crazy thinking I got. I told God, I said, I don't have nothing to do. Because watch this. You don't have nobody to judge. You don't have nobody to penalize. You don't have nobody to punish. All you have to do is love. Now, y'all are God. Now, come on, children. Talk to me up in here. So, God is the God of timing. Watch this. Because of what God wants to do in the earth realm today, He knows that the only way He can fully accomplish what He wants, He had to get this great thing into the earth realm. My children cannot minister a mixture of the law and grace. So, I got to go to the Father. Apostles are fathers. They deal with church doctrine. So God has, in this season, visited Apostle Thompson because the mandate on his life is to impart to those who follow him. See? So, if I'm going to be delivered, when he makes that turn, I got to go. And that's one thing I can tell you about many of us who follow him. We love him, honor, and respect him. When he says left is left, it's not wide left. It's straight way. It's immediately. Because you may not understand the moves he makes. Just follow. Because one thing I've learned, if he's going a direction he don't believe God wants, he'll turn and go the other way. Why do people get frustrated with that? Like following God is a precise science. Sometimes you got to miss it to make it. Now, come on, can I help you? We're talking about timing, right? You got to miss it to make it. A basketball shooter may miss 30 shots during the course of a game, but when the game's on the line, he hits a winning shot. Y'all with me? So, one time the Bible has to do with timing. God is the God of precise and accurate. A prophet would speak about what he was going to accomplish. The Bible says she pondered those things in her heart. She was like, who in the world is this Solomon gathering? All of this, what he was going to accomplish. Then one day, they had a feast. The governor, they don't have no wine. This ain't Jesus' wedding. And his mother says, Jesus, they have no wine. What was his reply? Woman, what have I to do with you? This ain't none of my heart to be launched out. Y'all with me? All right. Page 7 of your book, Spiritual Timing. Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Notice in Galatians, it talked about the fullness of time. That Jesus was born of a woman born under the law. Why is that so important? Born of a woman born under the law. Because he was the seed of a woman who was designed to come fulfill the demands of the law. Why? So we can start functioning in grace. Y'all listening? All right? It says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come. What does Pentecost? Say 50. God said God can come. Well, why are you always wondering if he's late? I know why. Because he don't count days like you. But 50 is the number of Pentecost. Now, the Bible says after the resurrection of Jesus, he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. Here we go again. 40 days and 40 nights. Speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. But he told his apostles, his disciples, those that were following him, he said, but don't you leave Jerusalem until you be endowed or endued with power from on high. In other words, I kept praying some stuff. But I need somebody, I'm going to send to you the one who empowered me to do what I'm doing. I'm going to send another just like me, the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit's not coming to Pentecost. You understand? 50. That's the number of the Spirit. Y'all listening to me? That shows that God is the God of a perfect what? Timing. Don't leave Jerusalem until you be endued with this power. Don't start doing nothing until this power show up. But there are some things that have to happen. See, God is the God of timing, but God has to find somebody that will prepare themselves to cooperate with him when he's ready to move. See, God uses men. God uses women, but not just any man and any woman. It's a prepared vessel. Somebody who took, that's why you think Apostle Paul? I mean, how many men have you ever heard of that testimony? Out of 40 years, I spent 4 or 5 hours every day, sometimes all day, before God. I believe that's a mandate on the church. The 3 men are brought up, so that's all they do. Let somebody else be an administrator. Men of God and women of God need to be before God. They become more effective. But you got to have a people that have that mindset. Oh, that's all right. Listen. When the day of Pentecost was fully come. There it is again, timing. How many of y'all know that when the time for a child to be born, women going to carry the child for 9 months? All things being equal, right? How many of you know they can do whatever, they can cry, they can do whatever they want? That baby say, I'm under a time constraint. And when the time comes, I'm going to let you know. Yeah, ride the car, hit the bump. But I'm still going to show up. when I'm ready. Amen. That's what children do. Y'all with me? Because it's all about timing. Now, God's time is precise in every outpouring. God's timing is what? Precise in every outpouring. All right? A kairos, a specific or an appointed time in God, related to what? Thousands. In other words, God has thousands of other places and thousands of other things that he's doing, that he's trying to line up to cause something to come to pass. Y'all with me? Y'all with me? Now, not only is God the God of spiritual timing, there must be spiritual preparation. Spiritual what? Preparation. Now, notice this phrase in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse number 1. The Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come, what? They were all with one accord in one place. With one accord in one place. Now watch this. It's not enough to be in one place. You can be in one place, but you might not have with one accord. All there waiting for the same thing to happen. Y'all listening to me? Now, it says, God cannot move unless man has prepared themselves in accordance to his word. See, we have to do things according to what God is saying, not according to how we want them done. All right? Then it talks about Elijah. The fire came from heaven after the prophet Elijah had built the altar according to God's word. The rain came after Noah built the ark according to God's word. And because God is the God of precise and accurate timing, how many of you know he preached 120 years? Right? How many of you know a lot of people didn't want to hear nothing he said? But when he got on the boat and the rain started coming, now people want to run. See, what we need to be is a prepared people. You understand? Not waiting for something to happen, then responding. Remember, we talked about the sons of Issachar having an understanding of the time and the season and to know what Israel ought to be doing. Apostle comes to know what we ought to be doing in this season. He's taking his time to usher us into grace. And you have to deal with yourself and say, I got a few fuses not working right here. Because they got some stuff he's saying that just don't line up with my dogma, my theology, the way mama raised me, and the preacher told me. But it's got to be done according to the word of God. Just like Noah. Y'all realize it didn't rain in Noah's day. God had an underground irrigation system. The dew in the morning. Come on, talk to me. He had mountains where the water would run down. Come on, talk to me. So they never saw it rain. So here's somebody preaching it's going to rain. It ain't rain. That's why we get so lax. Because time has a way of, all right, how many of you know when a person dies in your family? Everybody heartbroken. All of a sudden, now everybody going to run to Jesus. Am I right? Oh, yeah, it's the Lord. Yes, the Lord. It's all about the Lord. All right, 2 weeks later. Yeah, a month later. All that crying gone. Uncle Bobby in the grave, and we got to go on with life. 911 came. Y'all remember that? When those planes flew into those towers? Now all Americans want to be one. I love you, my black brother and black sister. Amen, Jesus. All right, it's 2014. What is that? Now we got a Negro on office. We don't like that either. I'm just trying to show you. So, see, you can't just be in the same place. You got to be with one accord. You have to have a God-ordained purpose. And I believe that God is ordaining supernatural moves for this year that's going to just burst on the scene suddenly because of grace. Because of us understanding and cooperating, knowing that it's not our self-effort and prayer that's producing it. See, we can try to manipulate God. All right. If God will move just because I pray, I'm trying to earn a move. Y'all hear me? I got to pray hard. 21-day fast. Grace don't need all that. But it's not wrong to pray for 21 days. As long as you understand you're not praying, so you can, like, I'm going to purchase 21 days. After I get 21 days, I can purchase this from God. God said you don't have to purchase what's yours. The 21 days you spent in prayer was not to purchase nothing from me. It was so that you can get your flesh quiet enough to hear from me. So I can tell you what's already yours. Are you with me? All right. So they were with one accord in one place. God cannot move unless man has prepared themselves in accordance to his word. I need to remember that. See, preparation is the key. The apostles prepared themselves going into that upper room. Why? For a move of the Holy Ghost. Y'all got it? Then it says in Acts 1:14, they all continue with one accord. See, you can't start in one accord and then drift away. Come on now. All right, New Year resolution. See, God is the God of precise timing. When God says something going to get done, bank on it. That's why we can't have a prophet on the God saying 3 days something going to happen and it don't happen. Let's be real. You didn't hear from God. Because God ain't going to tell me something will happen in 3 days and they show up on the chance today. He don't work that way. Why don't some prophets just admit that was me? I was hoping it happened in 3 days so I can say I'm a prophet. My word is accurate. I'm not trying to be funny, y'all. This is real stuff. But watch God. God told his covenant friend Abraham in Genesis. He said, I'm cut this covenant with you, but know of a surety that your seed going to be in bondage, watch what he says, 400 years. 400 years. 10 times 40 for your rebellion against me. When that only took a 3 day journey from the wilderness to the promised land, but you murmured and complained. I'm a knight. All right. Y'all understand. But God said, you're going to be in bondage for 400 years. Read the Bible. And then he said, after that, they're coming out with great substance. Read the Bible. 430 years later, it manifested. Because God fulfills what he says in the time that he said it's going to happen. On the third day, Jesus coming out of the grave. Huh? The third day, did you find any of the apostles? They went back to fishing. They wanted some fish, potato salad, peas, and a biscuit, and a drink. And Jesus said, 3 days, I'm getting up. So in the time move of God, we have to understand God is the God of timing. Put it another way, Pastor Walker. God is the God of the now. Everything God is doing, he's doing it right now. It's all coming together right now. You just have to trust him. I say you have to trust him. They all continue with one accord in what? Prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. What they were doing, they were preparing themselves for the sudden outburst of the Holy Ghost. And that's one thing you have to understand. See, God is the God of suddenness. He'll tell you to do a thing, then spring on you. Y'all understand? It comes up on you, even in a moment or a time when you're not quite all the way. You know, man, he stuck up on me. That's what he do. Suddenly means bam. You know. Amen. Yes. Oh, that was Acts 1:14. All right. See, in this end time revival, God is looking for spiritual outbursts. See, God is not a routine and ordinary God. God shows up and do things out of the ordinary. You follow what I'm saying? But timing is the key for you. There's a time God want to bring you forth. Until that time, be happy in the background. Was it Moses to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt? Huh? That went ahead of God and had to spend 40 years behind the desert? 40 years behind the mountain until God spoke and said, now I'm sending you to Pharaoh and to tell him, let my people go. It's all about timing. Even when God delivered the children of Israel out of the hands of Pharaoh, God knew that every sign that he gave Moses to perform before Pharaoh would make Pharaoh cut out. But God also knew he had the coup de grace. That's down here, New Orleans language meaning, that God knew what it was going to take for Pharaoh to let him go. And so God saved the best for last. He said, I know you're not going to let him go until all the firstborn in Egypt. Uh-huh. Now, all right, contrary to popular opinion, God didn't kill the firstborn in Egypt. That's not what had happened. What had happened was the destroyer was coming through the land. And the Bible says, eat a lamb, put the blood on the lintel and the doorpost. And wherever the blood is, I'm going to stand over that house. And when the destroyer comes, he's got to pass over. Because I'm Yah. And death can't take me out. Y'all listening to me? And that's all about time. All right? Now, spiritual outburst. Though the apostles were expecting the revival, yet they were still taken by surprise. So suddenly and powerful, God intervened in the spiritual destiny of his church. That's how God do things. Say suddenly. Matter of fact, there's some suddenlies in your life that God has prearranged and preordained. One day in debt, the next day out. You can't explain it. Grace did it. Your job didn't do it. Grace did it. Your intelligence didn't do it. Grace did it. See, when we quit depending on our way of doing things and start leaning on, God has a time to get you out of something. Quit praying for God to remove the mountain. I know y'all like that. All you faith. I know y'all been through charismatic moves. Y'all won't speak to every mountain. Yeah, you going to speak. Yeah, it ain't moving either. Oh, Pastor, I don't agree. Yeah, that's what you don't agree with. That's the problem. You want to speak to something. How you going to get plain in speaking? How you going to learn the lessons that God wants you to learn just when you just won't speak to everything? I know. See, y'all don't want to talk to me up here. Y'all don't know. Everybody want to have to speak to the mountain face. What's about going through the storm? What's about God going to be with you in the water? What's about God going to be with you in trouble? Why? To deliver you. And the deliverance is all about timing. Thank you. Timing. But how many of y'all know Jack won't out the box? Let me leave that one alone. Y'all got it? See, God wants to break forth suddenly. Can we just be real? God did something here in Darrow suddenly. I heard that The man was a medical doctor. This is what they say about Apostle Thompson. I thought I was coming to see a medical doctor who gave up his medical practice to be a preacher. Hey, man, they can still make the story up. A medical doctor said, I got to go see him. Come to find out they said that because he was Dr. Thompson. But this has happened suddenly. You understand? Out of nowhere, money coming. But it still was a process. Y'all with me? All right. Now we have, see, it will produce spiritual liberty. Spiritual what? Now, how many of y'all know we've not been able to have liberty because there's not been no grace? Too much condemnation. Don't go to the parade. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt wear a hat. Thou shalt wear makeup. Thou shalt not have a dress on that's too short. There were so many thou shalt not. So God said, I got to help my children. I got to start showing them that they're justified by faith alone so they can get some relief from all of this law they've been up under so I can do something for them. Y'all know you cannot approach God when you condemn. Your accuser is going to be knocking at the door with you. That's why we have not received to the levels that we're supposed to receive. The church is full of condemnation. So, movement. Catch the wave. That's never going to run out. Grace is here to stay. Because grace always was, grace always is, because grace is a person. Y'all with me? Now, there also must be a spiritual presence. In every revival, the manifested presence of God. Manifested presence of God. One thing I like about following apostles, y'all know we call him dad, that's endearment, because he is. Because I follow him faithfully, but it's always fresh. You want to know why it's always fresh? Because he's always fresh. Y'all listening to me? He can take the same question, but it's not going to come out the same way at the next meeting. There's going to be a freshness to it. You want to know what gives the Word of God freshness? His presence. Moses told God, if you don't go, if your presence don't go, I'm not going. Because I don't want to be found no place where your presence is not. So God took care of that for us. Listen to what I said. God took care of that for us. Most of us think the presence of God show up on the scene when we get the right song. No, the presence of God shows up every time I show up. Because God is in me. God is in me. God, if God is in me, I don't have to work up nothing for his presence to show up. His presence is here. His presence is here. He don't dwell in temple made with hands. He dwells in his people. So wherever we go, we should be able to know God's presence is on the scene. It's more than the fact that he's got me present. It's the fact that he's present in me. And when I have confidence in the fact that God is in me, I can release on anybody suddenly. They may be worried, but I got peace. Y'all heard that? Right? I have joy. I can feel meekness and temperance and be long-suffering with people who don't want to act right. Oh, Lord, now y'all want to talk. Amen. You don't flip the bird when you're long-suffering because the car cuts you off. I know we got some cussing Christians. Let's be real. Amen. CCC is not Crescent City Connection. That's down in New Orleans. It's Cussing Christian Community. Okay. So, the presence of God, we got to be conscious. See, in every move of God, there's always a great sense of the awesomeness of his power. That's why multitudes flock to Jesus. They know something was going down that big. Why? Because Jesus said, it's not me that's doing the work. It's my Father who's in me. Why? Because I've taken the time to spend with him. Many times you read in the scriptures, he spent all night in prayer. Isn't that right? Why did he spend all night communicating with God? So he can get the mind of God, the heart of God for the people. And contrary to popular opinion, Christians today are enemies of sinners. Where Jesus was a friend. I wonder what got us there, the law. But God's presence showing up in our lives because we're preparing ourselves. We don't have time to condemn and judge. We love. And love itself going to bring a revival. See, I believe this whole move of grace is to usher in one of the greatest revivals in the church to affect the world. We can't affect the world when we confuse ourselves. Right? Say spiritual vessels. See, we are spiritual vessels, and you got to know this. You can't put new wine in old wine skins. So right now, we sit in some skin, like a snake. We're getting rid of some old paradigms, old thought processes. You got to strip yourself. Nobody can do this for you. You either go embrace grace or get out the race. Because grace will be taught. Because it's God's mandate. Y'all with me? Spiritual vessels. Prepared. And they were all, Acts 2 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled. You ready for this? A vessel is not filled until it's prepared. Right? If God says to us he's not going to put new wine in the old wineskin, that means he's telling me there's some changes I need to make to prepare myself. You follow what I'm saying? I know it's a finished work, what Christ has done. But believing and receiving it is what we must do. Y'all understand? Not doing stuff to earn it, but I'm talking about going through the process of believing and receiving. So we must become spiritual vessels. For true revival to show up. And then, after you've prepared yourself, you can always look for manifestation. Manifestation. When God's presence shows up, manifestations take place. See, Jesus knew who he was. So when he met that man at the pool of Bethesda, he asked him a simple question. Do you want to be made whole? He didn't ask nothing about the angel showing up at a certain time. Come on, we're talking about timing. Remember, in time, the Bible is based on timing. So when Jesus showed up at the pool of Bethesda, that was the time for the man who had been there all the years to get out. But in order for him to get out, he had to change what was happening in his head. In order for us to walk in what God has sent for us now, we got to change everything we've known. What do you mean, change? If it don't fit, somebody said all forces. Yeah. You can't fit grace into the old mindset we all have. Y'all with me? This is required. Can I talk to you personally? I'm being changed. On purpose. I'm not even reacting to people the way I used to. You know, you chew up at me, something want to rise up. I just, ain't no sense in me doing it. What I'm going to do is fuck. All I'm going to do is go back to the law. When I read what I'm trying to do, punish you because you made me mad. Right? Y'all trying to cry. Ooh, is this helping y'all in? God has ordained for this to be happening at this time. I believe this is a season of manifestation. Things that's been on layaway. Things that's been on hold. I believe things have been like that because we have not known how to receive from God. We've always thought we have had to earn it, work for it. You know, 25 Hail Marys. Y'all talk about Catholics, but we Catholic too. Yeah, when it comes to trying to get stuff from God, all of us Catholics. Lord, if I fast for 21 days, that's a 21 Hail Mary. Right? Huh? If I don't drink food and water for 3 days, God gonna move. No, God moves since the foundation of the world. All right? Say spiritual impact. Now, what do you want to know what I believe God? God is looking for whole nations to be made subject to Him. Whole nations to be made subject to Him. I believe God is bringing us back to where the secular world got to come to the church to get the answer. Because they don't have it out there. That's what a revival will do. A real end time revival will cause people to start respecting God. Now, when you come to Barrow, you might not like the person, but you got to know when somebody got something going on. And if you have any good spiritual sense, you'll join yourself to somebody who you know God's hand is upon. And quit trying to reinvent the wheel for yourself. That's called spiritual impact. God said He would come from around the world asking, where is Darryl? And we were right here in Louisiana and didn't know Darryl existed. Passed up exit 182, probably over 182 times. And still didn't know that right down Highway 22, God would raise up an apostle that would shake the nation. That's called spiritual impact. Money cometh has brought a spiritual impact to the body of Christ. But you gotta catch the wind. How do you catch? Believe and receive. Believe and receive. I believe it's our time. All right? I say I believe it's our time. I'm looking at the clock. They ain't signaling me yet, so I must have a little bit. Okay. I don't want to be overtime. So, then we have to have spiritual ministries. Spiritual ministries. Spiritual ministries are birthed during revival. Or rather, spiritual ministries that have been consistently following the Holy Spirit and given spiritual quickening. See, anything we try to do apart from the Holy Spirit is self-effort. Except God build the house. We labor, we work in vain. It's time for God to do it. So, we'll stop right there for tonight. And look forward to seeing you all again. For those of you that did well on your exam, I salute you. And look forward to getting more into catching the wave. Y'all have a good night.